No, yeah. he's practiced well. You know, he's going 100 miles an hour, you know, Carl. So, you know, we'll see where we are at the end of the week and see if we can get him out there.
So is it just a matter of pain tolerance, or how do you determine whether he's good to go?
Well, I think he has to help us in that process. So we'll talk to him and see how he feels. But he's had a good week.
From the standpoint, the team has lost so much before you got here, and now it's 0-4. What do you use as indicators that you still have their attention and their enthusiasm that things can turn?
Well, just how they work. You know, they come in to work every day. So that's what I have to gauge all of that off of right now. I think the guys have done a great job. I mean, they've been really resilient. I think we had a group of fighters, and I think these guys will keep fighting.
What kind of expectations do you have? This is the first game Brady, Gronkowski, and Martellus Bennett are together, and everyone expected this to be some triangle offense that he used. What challenge does it pose you and your defensive coach to prepare for something you haven't seen?
Oh, it's a challenge. I mean, you just named three very good players, and so it's a tremendous challenge, but we face one every week. You know, it hasn't been a week yet that we haven't faced a challenge, you know, from another team. Obviously, those guys are three of the better players in the National Football League, but our defense, we got to do everything we can to slow that group down.
Thank you. I think after the game, you talked about how Isaiah had to take some plays, come to the sideline because he was out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you need him to work on so he can be out there more?
No, I've been around a lot of great backs, and to me, you know, obviously he's got to earn that right for me to call him a great back, but I think when you catch a pass and you break several tackles like he did for a 14-yard run, I think he deserved the blow. I think that was an outstanding play by him, you know, and I've seen a lot of guys, you know, ask for one at that time. And so I don't feel that it was just, you know, all of a sudden it was a run and he was looking to come out. I think it was an extraordinary play that he had. And so I think he needed a blow, and we gave him one. I said yesterday, maybe I didn't say it in here. I don't really look at it like maybe you guys do, that this guy got to carry the ball so many times. I think it's the position has to carry the ball so many times. I mean, himself and Duke combined, I think if you see those guys are carrying the ball over 25 times a game, you know. So that position is getting enough carries. We just got to keep the production where it is, and I think things will be good.
Do you know he was this elusive? I mean, I think he had 8 broken tackles the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
I'm not surprised by anything he's doing. You know, that's why I made the comments I made. He's a tremendous football player, and he's only going to get better, you know, if he'll continue to grind and work at it and stay to it. Him and Duke and the rest of the group, they will. They'll get better.
In terms of what he had to deal with in the summer, the controversy he created, now we're kind of seeing the response as time has unfolded. You know, he donated his first game check. We know he went to the funeral of the officer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're also seeing that the stress and the pressure hasn't affected him on the field. What does all that mean to you, the way he's been able to kind of come back from that personally and professionally?
Well, I think personally, I can't tell you the turmoil that he went through, you know, other than what, you know, he shared, but I know he was very remorseful about what happened. And I know that he wanted to do everything he could to make amends. And I think he's done everything that's been asked of him, everything that's been expected of him and more. And I think it wasn't any issue with him wanting to do that. I think that's what he wanted to do it right. And so, again, I give tremendous credit to obviously, Peter and the rest of the group who helped navigate him through all this. You know, it was a tough time. You know, young man made a mistake. And that's what we all truly believed, that he made a tremendous mistake. And I thought he saw that, and he's tried to make amends for it. And I think he's tried to do the right thing since then.
Did you ever have a moment where you thought, we can't have a guy like this on our team who did something like that?
It was concerning. You know, I think my first conversation with him, he called me, and that made a difference to me as far as just I could tell that he knew that he had crossed the line and did something that was wrong. And to me, that's the first sign. I didn't have to chase the player chased me, you know, to let me know that he had made a huge mistake in judgment. And I know we all make mistakes sometimes, and there are mistakes that are unforgivable, and there's some that, you know, you work through, and I think it was a legitimate mistake by him. And I think he's owned up to that. He's taken responsibility for it, and he's done the right thing since then.
Pryor's versatility in the last couple games and how important he will be in this game to balance out your offense?
Oh, well, he's important, as you said, in every game we play because he can catch it, he can run with it. There's a lot of different things that he can do with the football. You know, it's a game-by-game situation for us. You know, it's not, you know, we don't go out there and say, okay, this is what he has to do. You know, it's 10 other guys playing, so. But he has a huge role, and he has a part that he has to play, and he's very important to what we do on offense. But he's got to play his role as well as he can play it. And I think that's what's important. And sometimes it doesn't go all the time the way you want it to. And, you know, he's still a young player that's emerging, you know, at his position. You know, he doesn't have the skins on the wall at that spot like a lot of other guys do. So I think he's understanding, you know, sometime week to week things could change. You know, from quarter to quarter it changes. You know, how people play you, you know. But this would be a tremendous challenge for him because this team, they get up in your face and they put their hands on you and they don't let you go. So he's going to have to fight through some things, and that's a good challenge for him.
There's different schools of thought on how long it takes before a head coach, especially one with quarterback expertise, knows what a rookie quarterback is, so to speak. Just to use one example, Mike Holmgren and said you had to pretty much play a guy for two full years before you really knew. But in your case, how much of Kessler do you need to see before you, quote unquote, know what he is?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, he's playing, so I need to continue to watch and evaluate. And again, I think the key to quarterbacks is not just them, it's the people that's around them. You know, it takes 10 people to play on offense. So there's characteristics we want to see from our quarterback, and I think Cody has demonstrated a lot of those. But, you know, it's, again, getting a whole offense around a guy, you know, all of your pieces, per se, in place before I think you can truly ever evaluate anybody, you know. So does that take a little time? Probably so. But at the same time, I have a pretty good feel for what he is. And what he isn't, and that's okay. You know, I think it's going to change from week to week, from month to month, from year to year, you know, because I think people are getting better and your team is evolving and changing. So we'll find out more about all of our players, not just Cody, I think, as we continue to move forward.
Was it hard to Terrell kind of disappeared in the second half of that game, and I know you guys were running the ball a lot, but, you know, this was a game where Josh Gordon was supposed to be back and Corey Coleman was supposed to be in here with him. Are you having a hard time trying to are they doubling him? I mean, was Josh Norman took some credit for shutting him down, or, you know,
Josh is going to say what he says. I mean, I think I shut him down, to be honest with you. I just kept handing the ball to the back, you know. But, no, and it's going to be like that sometimes. That's my point. I mean, I think guys got to work through that. That's just part of it sometimes. Sometimes coverages get rolled your way. And you don't get the same opportunities you did earlier because teams see they need to take you away, and there's somebody else got to make a few more catches, like Gary Barnage did for us, like Duke Johnson did for us. So that's just part of playing, you know, football, you know, and teams are going to try to take you away, and we got to find a way to get it to you. And, you know, the one time we did, obviously the wrong thing happened. The ball was going back the other way. So we got to be smart in how we do it. We know that Terrell is important to our offense, but, again, there's 10 other players, you know, and some other guys that can catch it and run with it too as well.
The first 4 weeks of the game have been very versatile with the roster, given injuries, suspensions, but now you have obviously Tom Brady back. You know what he's capable of, but you haven't seen this year's offense with him under center. Is there a fear or a feel that this New England offense, just coming into this week, with Brady back, would be more unpredictable than ever?
No. I think there's a good history of Tom Brady and what he is and how he plays. And they're going to throw the football, and they're going to run the football. They're going to, you know, attack us where they think we're vulnerable. I mean, and Tom is the, you know, he spearheads that. So I don't think there's unpredictability that way. I think Tom's going to do what he does, which is throw the ball as well as anybody in this league to his guys. And what we have to do is try to take those guys away. So I don't think there's any fear. Like I said, I think week in and week out, there's always an offense we have to try to slow down. I mean, last week it was the Washington Redskins, who at the time was one of the best pass teams in all of football. And we were able to slow them down a little bit, you know. Do you want to stop a team? Yes, you know. But I think our job is to do everything we can to limit his ability to play like he wants to play. And just it's no different for them towards us. They're going to try to limit us with the way we want to play. So that's just pro football, and that's the chess match between coaches and staffs, and that's how it works.
Last one.
We know him. Special teams are really important to him. He's got two of the best kickers, just about every team you play. What's your state of the special teams right now? I mean, the field position seems to have been tilted against you a lot more times than not.
Well, I think we play a lot of young guys. You know, I think you said it. I mean, they have a core group of guys that have been there and know their system and has done a good job. I think Coach Tabor has done a good job thus far with what he's been able to do. You know, we've had to change kickers. We've had to do a lot of different things. So I think our guys are responding well and getting better. We by no means a finished product yet, but I think our young guys are starting to understand. It's really interesting to watch a young guy like Ricardo Lewis, who wasn't playing a lot of offense, was playing a lot of special teams, and now he's playing a lot of offense and playing special teams. So he's found out, you know, woo, this is a little different. And I think it's a little shock for some of the guys, but I think our guys are getting better each and every day, and it is a huge part of a football team, you know, the special teams. And we got to continue to do it better and get better at it, and I think we will.